Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Australian government bans Hizb ut-Tahrir, thus ties its destiny to that of the genocidal entity. The millions who gathered in various capitals around the world, including Sydney, Australia's largest city, to condemn the crimes of the Jewish entity in the blessed land of Palestine and in Gaza, enraged the Australian government, which had been supportive of and complicit in the genocidal crimes of this entity. What further enraged the Zionists in Australia was that Hizb ut-Tahrir stood with these millions and led the Muslim community in condemning the crimes of the Jews and the Australian government's supportive stance. The Zionist government in Australia had no choice but to disregard the opinion of millions of its voters and condemn all those who stood in condemnation of the massacres and in support of the oppressed and downtrodden in the blessed land of Palestine. It resorted to banning Hizb ut-Tahrir after trampling on its own constitution and the values it so readily proclaims, enacting a law that would not even occur to Satan. The new hate group law targeting organizations enacted by the government and passed by Parliament in blatant disregard for public opinion and the voters bears a striking resemblance to the, quote, Terrorism Act, imposed globally under the leadership of the evil America. The nation waged a global war against Islam and Muslims, which George Bush Jr. at the time dubbed as a crusade, driven by greed for the abundant wealth of Muslims and a desire to perpetuate its domination over the best of nations brought forth for mankind, fearing their liberation, Tahrir, from its hegemony and subjugation of other peoples. This, quote, hate group law is similar. It criminalizes anyone who upholds noble and human values, targeting all who condemn the crimes of the Jews and their killing of women, children, and the elderly, especially if the condemner is from the Islamic Ummah, the Ummah that carries the Risala, message of mercy to all humankind. Have we reached a time when matters are called by their opposites? When the figures of decadence in the group of Epstein are elevated to the status of leaders, masters, and people of opinion and wisdom, and they are the ones who enact laws and define who is a terrorist and who is a bearer of hatred, we have reached the point where the criminal is described as an innocent Semite, and whoever denies him is accused of being a bearer of hatred and anti-Semitism. Yes, we live in the darkness of Western civilization, which claims virtue while being devoid of it, and claims freedom while the world is teeming with slavery to its power, colonialism, and plundering of the wealth of weak peoples. The double standards and blatant contradiction between words and deeds in Western countries, including Germany and Britain, are what prompted Australia to ban Hizb ut-Tahrir. These governments view the existence of the Jewish entity as a Western-forward military base against the Muslim world and a vital interest of their own. Anyone who threatens the existence of this malignant entity is considered by them an enemy of the rotten Western civilization, the civilization of Epstein and his faction. As the demise of this Jewish entity became imminent, thanks to growing global public opinion against it, the Islamic Ummah's awareness of the necessity of liberating itself from colonialist domination and the approaching establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, which will uproot this entity and cleanse the blessed land of Palestine from the defilement of the Jews. The Australian government, sensing this danger, as their master in Britain had previously done, unleashed the Zionist rage and hatred for all who stand with truth and support the oppressed. They bared their fangs and revealed their true inhumane faces, resorting to banning the leading guide of this noble endeavor, Hizb ut-Tahrir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ.
Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, and what their breasts conceal is greater. Ali Imran 118. Targeting Islam in the West in general, and in Australia in particular, is an attack on the only civilizational alternative capable of replacing the oppressive Western civilization. This is what drives decision makers in Australia and the rest of the West to launch Islamophobic campaigns, malicious campaigns against the Dawah for political Islam as the civilizational alternative that establishes truth and refutes falsehood, champions the oppressed, and takes what is rightfully theirs from the oppressors and returns it to the oppressed. They see Islam as a threat to their selfish interests, far removed from addressing the suffering of their own oppressed and exploited peoples under their greedy capitalist laws and systems, which have impoverished nations despite the abundance of production and the plentiful resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon humanity. Therefore, the intelligent people of Australia and the West in general must unite with the sincere activists of Hizb Tahrir to be guided by the light of a civilized Islam that upholds justice and dignity in all human affairs, and to hold their rulers accountable. These rulers are either greedy capitalists seeking to oppress them or tools in the hands of those capitalists, both of whom see Zionism as vital to their colonial influence. As for the Jewish entity, it is a cancerous tumor in the heart of the Muslim world, which will inevitably be excised surgically or by chemotherapy. Undoubtedly, the rulers of Australia have tied their destiny to that of a cancerous disease for which there is no cure but castration. Muslims and those who carry the message of Islam in the West in general, and in Australia in particular, will not turn away from their faith no matter how oppressive the unjust laws and tyrannical punishments enacted by the enemies of humanity and the allies of genocide. Those who carry the Risala message of Islam will continue to fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated them to do, to convey the message of truth and virtue to Muslims in the West and to urge Muslim communities to work towards establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood in the Muslim world. This Khilafah caliphate will bring Islam to the very heart of the West through the might of the mighty, or through the humiliation of the humiliated, and fulfillment of the glad tidings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "La yablughanna hadha al-amr ma balagha al-layl wan-nahar, wa la yatruku Allahu bayta madarin wa la wabarin illa adkhalahu Allahu hadha ad-din bi'izzi 'azizin aw bi-dhulli dalilan. 'Izzan yu'izzu Allahu bihi al-Islam wa dhullun yudhillu Allahu bihi al-kufr." This matter will reach as far as the night and day extend, and Allah will not leave even a house of mud or straw without entering this deen within it, either through the might of the mighty or through the humiliation of the humiliated, a might by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exalt Islam, and a humiliation by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate disbelief. Ahmed, the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.